Are you grateful? My dad recently told me that when he went through a dark time, he learned to end each day by thanking God for at least five things. Hi, this is Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Cultivating a heart of thankfulness goes beyond our circumstances. No matter what season we're in or what's going on, we always have something to be thankful for. You may be experiencing a season where finances are tight or very stressful. You should still give thanks. If you're in a season of prosperity, don't forget where all your blessings came from. Stop and give thanks. Gratitude can free us from worry, greed, and pride, and develop trust, contentment, and humility. In Philippians 4, 6, and 7, Paul said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Cultivating gratitude reminds us that God is good, so we don't need to worry. When we're thankful for what we do have, it's harder to crave what we don't or to envy others who do. Gratitude brings peace, regardless of circumstances. It reorients our focus on God. Now, most of our happiness is from things money cannot buy. Unfortunately, we often don't realize it until it's lost. Try thanking God before you get to bed tonight and before you get out of bed in the morning. You'll soon discover peace that passes understanding. And if you're struggling with credit card debt, I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They can create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976 or visit crown.org/CCC.